I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Matt Trino has been guiding for over 17 years, and he says if you're still chasing walleyes and northern pike, you need to have a two-pronged approach. I'll tell you what that means, but first...
By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and 1 last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish.
Matt Trino says if you're still chasing walleyes and northern pike, you need a two-pronged approach. This guy's been guiding for over 17 years, and he knows how to catch fish. And he says your first prong on that approach is a simple setup. It's just the set line. The set line is just a split shot on a plain hook, nothing fancy. Minnow choice is important. He says you want a big rainbow shiner if you can find them. Your second approach is going to be the big bang theory. Trino says you take a big jig, and this is going to be something that's very loud and very colorful. He says you want this thing to attract the fish, and you repeatedly bang it on the bottom. You create sound. You create sediment coming up off the bottom. You're trying to antagonize these bigger fish. Sometimes they'll come over. They'll see that jig banging on the bottom, but they'll grab that set line that you put out, that minnow that's on the plain hook, and you've caught your fish. So a two-pronged approach is what you're going to want to use to catch those bigger fish this late in the season. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.